Friday. Welcome to the Marketing COVID Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you're out there and you're a business owner and you find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission. Tired of folks out here complaining. We ain't got this, we ain't got that. Trump's keeping us down, the man's keeping us down. Folks, those are excuses. If you are determined to be up, there is nothing that can keep you down. So get off the excuses, because we don't play that here. Because I tell you why, because we equip you. We give you the tools, we give you the information, give you the inspiration, bring in talented guests and hosts. There is no excuse. And I'm gonna tell you something else too. If you don't have a business now, then you better think about getting one. I was reading a report the other day in Adweek magazine, and it was talking about ladies in particular. 81% of women, or one of their goals was to start their own business. That was like their passion besides their family and the other things. They were looking at entrepreneurship as a goal. And that's a good sign, because, and our brothers, y'all got to get on board too, but I'm telling you, that's a good sign, because that means people are seeing the writing on the wall, that this golden watch and the parachute that we used to have, our parents used to have. They worked 40 years in a place, come out of factory with their black lungs and half the fingers missing, but they have a nice little pigeon, but got Chef T over. Hey, oh, by the way, let me welcome my co-host today. I'm in the booth, Chef Terrence J. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning, Mr. Gaywood.
How you doing today, man?
I'm a little tired, but I'm here.
Hey, why are you tired? You been cooking?
Absolutely.
You got your cooking shirt on, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. I had a big corporate catering event yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah, for, what, almost 8 hours.
Hey, wait a minute. You mean like eight?
In the beaming sun. Outdoors.
Not outdoors, too.
Outdoors.
It was hot yesterday.
Oh, man.
I know you look a little tan now since the last time I saw you.
Yeah. My legs are barely moving. It was so hot out there.
Last time you were about the complexion of being jealous. Now you like Wesley Snipes.
That heat coming down, plus the heat of the grill, too, you know, so I had double whammy.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, folks, I'm welcoming Chef Terrence J. He's going to be our co-host on the fourth Friday of every month. And I'd like to welcome him to the booth, to the studio. He's going to bring us food is so hot right now. Food, I mean, no pun intended. I mean, food may be cold if you didn't put it in the warmer. But my point is, food is such a hot topic right now. And so I just feel like this is an excellent compliment to the show. We also have our other host coming on at different parts of the month. But the fourth week of the month, set your calendar. If you have a food question, a food discussion, a food talent, a food anything, I want you to tune in the fourth Friday of every month for the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. What are you going to talk about today later on there, Chef T?
I'm just going to get into some things in regarding just some food. Like I said, food is very hot right now. Mm. A lot of people are going into the whole healthy thing.
Ooh, healthy.
Healthy food.
But you know what? Healthy is not good. It doesn't taste good, right?
It tastes wonderful. That's the myth. That's the myth, know, that people think of something healthy, yeah, it don't taste good.
Man,
that's a myth.
Let me tell you the other day. Now, I am not proud of this. I used to eat these Krispy Kreme donuts. Don't beat me up. I see your fist getting a little tight. That's like the biggest sin. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. That thing was so... It was a glaze with lemon in it. I'm saying to my chef, this product doesn't pass Chef T's test of what I should be eating.
Absolutely not. But I'm not one to tell you that you can't eat something, you know, sweet once in a while.
Every now... It's okay, right?
Every now and then.
Moderation.
Okay. Moderation. Okay, I wouldn't say go to Krispy Kreme 2 or 3 times a day.
Like, but some people.
God, yeah, like some good people. That place stays packed.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you the problem, Chef T. I was... I hadn't done it in a while. I used to do it every morning on the way to work. I stopped at this Dash Inn over there near my house, and they had coffee. Then at one point, you know how they sometimes they change out what's in the little glass cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have like their homemade, like some homemade stuff in there. And then one day they had switched over to Krispy Kreme.
Wow.
That was not good. Oh my goodness. And so I hadn't done it. I just stopped doing it. I just knew I had to stop. And then the other day somebody came by the office selling these Durian donuts. And a big old box was just laying out there for the whole world to take at you. So I just said, I'm going to take one. I'm not going to eat it now because I'm still thinking about, I don't want to get back on this Krispy Kreme thing.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that, Robert. Just...
But guess what? I messed around and it was laying there. And it's all glazed and lemony filled. I picked it up and bit it. I thought I was going to eat my fingers. I couldn't get it in me fast enough. Hey, look, this is not a Krispy Kreme, man. I'm just telling you, folks. That,
yeah, we're not plugging Krispy Kreme.
This is a do not ad. It doesn't sound like one.
Yeah, we give them much love, ain't we?
Krispy Kreme, I want my check.
Right.
Anyway, folks, do not do this at home. We're going to have Chef T going to tell us about some real food.
Yeah, some real food. Love and food. 4th of July is coming up, and we have some things for people to do for the 4th.
Man, I'm going to love this. Boy, I can't wait. Well, folks, a lot's going on as always. I was checking the news out, and Bill Cosby was a mistrial. I'm going to tell you something about the Bill Cosby thing. It kind of tripped me out. I was watching the trial of Bill Cosby. And when the trial was going on, Bill Cosby was being led around by his hand. He had a cane. I think one day he was on a gurney. And he had fluids being pumped in his arm. He was blind. The guy was really almost an invalid. All of a sudden, since the trial is over, his back straightened up. He was spinning that cane like a baton.
Oh, man, he relieved.
He threw that thing up in there like a majorette, man. He was like,
oh, man,
singing, hey, hey, hey. And then he announced he's going to do a series of workshops on how to avoid being accused of sexual assault. Well, I tell you what, folks, I'm going to save you guys some time. I'm going to do that workshop for you. Save just whatever Bill is going to charge you, just whatever workshop costs these days. I'm going to give you my 10 reasons on how to avoid being accused of sexual assault.
Drum roll.
Number one, don't assault anybody. Number two, don't assault anybody. Number three, don't assault anybody. God, you see where this is going. So, Bill, I hate to steal your thunder there, but the rule for not being accused of sexual assault starts and ends with not assaulting anybody. Anyone. Now, of course, I'm sure there are some nuances about don't put yourself in situations, don't get drunk, and all this kind of stuff.
I haven't heard from Camille lately.
She read this long statement after the trial. Man, she was mad.
What was she mad about?
She was mad at the women. She was mad at the judge. She was mad at the prosecutor. I think she was mad at me. I don't know what I done. Hey, what I do? She was just mad at everybody. She was mad at everybody except Bill Cosby. So, man, I'm telling you, it's been interesting. Anyway, folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'm in the booth with Chef Terrence J. Now, what you want to call you? Chef T, Chef J, Chef Terrence J?
I want to start really branding.
Okay.
The Chef Terrence J.
I like the branding thing. Man, you're on the right show for that now.
Yeah. I'm on the right show for that.
Chef Terrence J.
But people that know me close just have a thing where they just say Chef T.
What's the...
It's just common.
What's the J thing?
Jermaine. That's actually my name. You know, some people come up with creative stage names. But that's actually my initials.
Besides Tito and Marlon, you're the only Jermaine I know that's not a Jackson 5.
So, I want to start branding that.
Okay. And,
we're pretty
Chef,
cool.
Chef Terrence J. You know, I like it, man. I like it. Chef Terrence. Well, anyway, I'm in the booth, Mr. Chef. It didn't go well with Mr., though. That's too many. Chef Terrence J. All right, that's your brand.
Simple. That's it right there, Robert.
Chef
that's it.
Terrence J. Terrence J. Got my BB. Anyway, this is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Also, folks, I'm going to start a new campaign today. It's going to run from now to about the middle of August, and it's called Save the Teachers Campaign. I don't know if you know, folks, but most teachers,
they get out of school like, maybe get out of school now like in March. I mean, when I was in school, I don't know how old you are, Terrell, but when I was in school, we used to get out of school about June. And sometimes it would be well into June. It seems like they're getting out of school earlier and earlier now. I know it's like May something now, but it seems like it's going further and further back. But anyway, the teachers get out of school. Some of them get out in April, May, but at June at the latest. Well, anyway, these teachers, they don't have anything to do. Think about it. Wow. They got like from June all the way up to August.
And some of them do summer school, right?
Well, some do summer school. Well, see, that's my campaign, Chef Terry J. We have to either inform them of some possibilities or give them something to do. I've talked to too many teachers, and they are... Oh, we don't have one back here behind us, do we? See, here's an example right here. We got one here in the booth, had nothing else to do. She's sitting up here on the marketing pulpit. They're out here basket weaving. They are cutting their grass down to the brown dirt. They done wiped all the paint off their furniture, trying to wax it and clean it.
And folks, I believe they still get paid.
And they're getting paid. Throughout the summer. All right. I want a job like that when I grow up.
Wow.
So, folks, let me tell you. This is what I want you to do. If you know a teacher, or if you have a job, if you have something for these teachers to do, call me.
I got work.
You got work.
I got plenty of work.
All right, folks, teachers. Listen up, teachers. We got one right here in the studio. People like Chef Terrence J., some of these construction companies, lawn companies, they have opportunities for you teachers. So if you can help me save the teachers, call in today, 1-800-450-7876. I want to marry these board teachers with some productive, useful... Look at this teacher back here laughing at it. See, I got a witness, right? See, I didn't even know a teacher was going to be in the booth. This is Chef Terrence's assistant. She is a teacher. I'm saying, boy, I'm telling you, she's right here, the poster boy, right here in the studio. Anyway, folks, the number is 1-800. When we come back, we're going to have Christine. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be back after the break.
Good morning, this WOL traffic and weather update brought to you by Unbound.org. Outer loop at the Beltway northbound after Richie Marlboro Road before Central Avenue. It was an accident on the left shoulder, but it's very slow now up from Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. To get past that now on the inner loop, it was slow from 202 down to Richie Marlboro Road to see what was going on. South Dakota Avenue closed both ways between Rhode Island Avenue and Michigan Avenue because of a tree down in the roadway. Just like kids here, children across the world have big dreams for their futures. Give one child the opportunity for a better tomorrow at unbound.org. Now your WOL weather forecast. Partly cloudy this afternoon, could see a stray shower, high near 90 degrees. Partly cloudy overnight, could see a thunderstorm developing down to 76 for low tomorrow, high near 89 with early rain. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 AM, bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, we're saving jobs, we're saving our community, and we're trying to save these teachers. Poor thing. Now, I was informed by a young lady here in the booth. She said, now, I know sometimes we get a little mad. We get a little hate on the teachers a little bit. She said, how can they get paid for 12 months out of the year and they only work like 5, it seems? It seems like they never work. It seems like they're always off to me. Well, she explained that even though they take their salary and divide it over the 12-month period, so they're not like getting the 12 months of pay 12 months and only working 10.
She straightened us out.
She straightened us out, right. See, I was really hate on him. I was about to take back my savings. Y'all don't need to be saved. Christine, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show.
Welcome. How are you?
We are doing just wonderful over here. If we had any more fun, we wouldn't know how to handle ourselves.
Well, I need you to do something different with your saving. You need to save the substitute teacher.
Oh, my goodness. Not the substitute teacher.
Yes, because
you just started something.
24 hours a day.
Hey, Christine, huh? You trying to start some trouble?
Goodbye. No, I'm not. But that's what always happens. They want to save the teachers, and it's wonderful to save the teachers. I'm all for that.
Right.
But the substitute teachers, many times go for 12 months a year with the classes because the teachers are out of the office or haven't been hired or whatever. But we really need something to help the substitute teachers who are diligently working to keep the kids on task.
Hey, Tara, Christine trying to start some trouble, I believe.
She has some valid points.
You think you got a good point?
Yeah, cause a lot of them teachers take off, and then the substitute teachers are left with, like she said, still having to do the same, you know, plan, the same lesson plans and everything.
Hey, Christine.
What it is.
Do you all get the summer off also?
We cannot work in the summer. We're lucky if we get a job in the summer. Uh-oh, we are per diem workers.
Hey, Chief Shefty, I'm about to change my campaign here.
This might be a show all on itself, by itself.
We don't get no sick leave. We don't get no annual leave. But we just get whatever.
All right, folks.
If the teachers get a raise, they decide what we're going to get, but they don't have a specific rate for getting us a raise. We have to fight for our raises.
See, the teachers have in one phone call have gone from hero to goat.
I work with them, and they do a wonderful job. But the substitute teachers do a magnet because they go into a cold classroom and make it work.
Oh, my goodness.
Many of us are not as good as we should be. I realize that. Oh. But a lot of us are working diligently. I had a class for 6 months. Mm-hmm. In a junior high, Terrell Junior High.
Right.
I had to graduate these students. Yes.
What?
Yes.
Well, Christine, I tell you what. I'm gonna put like an asterisk beside this Save the Teacher campaign. Save the teachers and the substitute teachers. Matter of fact, especially the substitute teachers. Daggone it.
Right. No one ever knows. We're the hidden workforce.
All right.
School system.
Christine, thank you. I tell you what, I am so glad you enlightened us this morning because I'm gonna be looking at teachers kind of funny style nowadays. Say what y'all got these poor substitute teachers doing all this work and getting you still in their glory. Shame on you.
That's it. They're there, but when they're not there, that's the case.
See, now my teacher buddy's gonna beat me up when I get off the air. They're gonna call me a traitor.
Substitute teachers gonna say, yay, it's Miss Green, because he really needs them to be talked about, so no one ever discusses them.
Well, Christine, thank you very much. Thank you for correcting us this morning. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Christine, put us on the straight and narrow.
Yeah.
Substitute needs some love. Folks.
I can hear it in her voice.
She was passionate about it.
Passionate, absolutely.
Now, you said you want to ask the listener something there, Chef Sharon.
Oh, yeah, I just want to have a segment today called, you know, In the Kitchen with Chef Terrence J. Give me a call. Let me know what you're cooking up tonight. Most people on a Friday. It's a casual fry. Nobody wants to cook. But people that are cooking tonight, give me a call.
You're going to tell them how to do it right.
I ain't going to tell them. You know, they're their own home chef. I just want to know what they cooking up for tonight.
Folks, if you are going to be cooking up something tonight, I don't care if it's a hot dog, filet mignon, Chateaubriand. What is that? That's a wine, isn't it? Look and see what I'm talking. See, I got my food all wrong.
What's Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. You know, I was doing one of those searches one day. I have to find more time. You think I was a teacher sometimes. I used to figure out why that little white circle would be around the edge of the, and that's the sign of a good donut. When it got that little white.
Come right out the oven.
Yeah, what happened, they put it in the grease, and it browns the side that's in the grease. They flip it over, and it browns everything except that little white area around the middle. That's why it has that. God, let me stop.
Robert, you better stop, man. I'm gonna have to stop by Krispy Kreme today when I get out of here, man. Is there one in Silver Spring?
I would know when I get off the air.
what's the number calling, Robert?
Well, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Now, for some reason, you didn't write it down and you're at your computer or your phone, go to marketingpulpit.com. We have all of the contact information there, as well as the contact information for our co-host and the host, myself. Go to marketingpulpit.com. 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I'm in the studio with Chef Terrence J. And I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I want to quickly talk about brute force attacks. If you have a website and you have particularly WordPress, a CMS site, it is probably being bombarded right now as we speak. I hate when that happens.
But they call it a brute force attack. And the reason is, it's a, really a fancy name for password guessing. Somebody sits around and they write a simple script. And it's really fairly easy to write a script. And it just goes out and just pings all of the website protocols, the IP addresses out here.
Yep.
And it just keeps guessing at passwords.
So it gets the right one.
Until it gets the right one. So if you have one of those passwords like Robert 1 or, you know, your...
Change your password.
Change your password today because the brute forces are going to get in there eventually.
Well, you should have a habit of changing your password periodically anyway.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I'm telling you something that happens, Jeff T. I get these calls, and I send out emails, I send out notices, I put it on my website trying to inform people that these guys are working overtime. And it's not really somebody trying to personally attack your site.
Hackers?
You know, the hackers actually go after high-prize targets. They want to get it to the Pentagon and the White House. But the low-level guy just write a script. Mm-hmm. And so it's not some guy sitting around trying to hack into your site most of the time. It's a bot. They write a script called a bot. And they send them out in about a millions, and then they can get into your site. So you ask yourself, why do they want to do it? Well, first of all, some of the things that can happen, they can deface your website. You go in there, your website is gone, just gone. You know, sometimes you get that attack ad thing that pops up that says your website has been hacked. They do the malware. That's a good way to distribute malware. So when they get into your site, they can plant this SQL injection. Now they can distribute this malware to anybody that comes to the site. They also do it for spam advertising. A lot of these pay-per-click and advertisements, they based on the number of visitors or views. And so when they can put a spam bug on your website and everybody comes in there and it sends out these bots, they're increasing their spam advertising through your website. They can do redirection. They put a bug on your site. Somebody comes to your site and it's automatically redirected somewhere else.
Yep.
They can steal the information once they get inside your site. Credit card information, social security numbers,
email addresses,
things like that. And then some guys just do it for just fun and for kicks. It's like, because I can. That old stereotype of some pimply-faced kid in the basement, that is some truth to that. He must have some
time on your hands if you just want to sit around.
Hey, we better check out these school teachers. They got a little extra time on their hands these days. I'm sorry, school teachers. I'm still, let's blame that on Christine for coming in here talking about
Christine set the tone for the day.
Seriously, boy, y'all started out on a high. Now y'all down here on the bottom line with Trump and everybody else. Maybe not that low, but you're down there. And now the final way is, how do I prevent it? You want to change, first thing is change your password. If you're on a content management website system like WordPress or Drupal or Joomla, you want to make sure all those plugins that plugin shopping like many of us in the web world, why that's a nice little plugin. You just load up everything. Oh, here's a plugin that ties my shoes. Let me put it on my website. And then if that's on there, and a year later, it's still sitting there. And if you haven't updated it, which usually is a security patch, you're opening up another window. So every plugin you put on your website is a window. Think of your website like a house. And every plugin is another window or a door that allows them to get in. So if you don't do the patches, the updates, that means that window is left open.
Isn't your hosting supposed to prevent? Your hosting is supposed to prevent that, though, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you something, Chef T. If I sell you a house, I'm going to sell you that house like it is. And I'm going to tell you, so look, you may want to put some bars on the window. You may want to call ADT. But I can't follow you.
Yeah, prevent them from breaking in.
Right. And I can't tell you, I can't make you lock the door at night or lock your windows. So the host, their responsibility stops at informing you on what you need to do.
Which it takes you to do it.
You have to do it.
Right.
And I get that. That's a good question because I've had, because we do hosting. My company does hosting. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, aren't you supposed to save us? I said, I have told you 100 times to change your password. I've told you about the site lock program I want you to install. I want you to install some type of monitoring program. Many of these things are free.
And a lot of times we don't, our antivirus expires.
Yep.
We don't update our
update
our PCs or laptop with the latest and greatest antivirus protection. And then after something happens, then you want to come and say, can you help me? I got virus on my... Can't help you. Once it's on there, I can't help you.
Jeff T, that house example is the best one I can think of. I can put you in a big old house over in Potomac, I mean, sprawling lawns. But if you don't lock the doors, if you don't put some kind of alarm system on it, if you're not doing the basic thing to protect that house, somebody's going to get in it. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I have Chef Terrence J. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about food. The number is 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOAN 95.9 FM.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Folks, this is a Food Friday.
Food Friday.
Now, what do I mean by Food Friday? I have a guy in the studio here who specializes in food, and I love food. Everybody, I'm trying to think. Do you know anybody, Chef Terrence, who doesn't love food?
Yeah, I know a lot of people.
Don't love food?
They don't love to cook.
Oh, okay. Big difference.
Yeah. They love food, but don't want to cook it.
Don't want to cook it. That sounds like me.
That's where I come in. Keeps me gainfully employed.
Amen, brother. Speaking of, now, to my listening audience, I'd like to reintroduce Chef Terrence J. I like to get out in the community, and I encourage people, get out there. Now, tell folks, first of all, how do you meet me? I always like to tell that story.
How do we meet?
Yeah.
Oh, we met. Big shout out to Big Daryl Spears.
Daryl Spears, right.
Of Elite Conversations.
He was on the show.
Last week. Uh-huh. We actually met at, he had a powerful entrepreneurship weekend. Mm-hmm. Over at Pahanka, over in Capitol Heights, and I think we met on Friday night. Entrepreneurs Workshop.
But you know what that emphasizes for me is that, and I talk this all the time, you have to get out there.
You do.
Because it's not just about getting another sale or about making a quick buck. It's about building relationships.
Building relationships, right.
So I met Daryl at an event, met you at an event, and many people that come into this studio is because I'm out there in the neighborhood. I'm shaking hands, kissing babies, passing out cards. And that has to be part of your marketing strategy.
Yeah, nobody's going to just come to you because you have a good product.
That's
or,
right.
maybe, or maybe one person tried your stuff or tried your product. You have to network. You definitely have to network.
That's right.
I mean, I've probably gotten from that event, I've probably gotten about four or five clients.
Get out of here. From the same event.
From the same event.
I'm telling you.
And folks. Then I'm on Radio 1.
Amen. Proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding.
All right. Well, tell us about your company.
Two Fish and Fire Lows Barbecue. All
right. I like the name. Hey, what's up with that name, man?
Two Fish and Fire Lows is a biblical reference. When Jesus and his disciples fed a multitude of people, 5,000 people to be exact,
right,
or more, with two fish and five loaves.
You don't try that in your catering, do you?
No, that won't that won't fly.
Leave that to the Bible.
No, that won't fly. A client pay me money and they be like, I show up with two fish and five loaves of bread.
You won't be getting another call back.
I will not. So, but the name is symbolic. It was my mother's catering company's name.
Okay. So your mom is a caterer. Mm-hmm. Get up.
So I grew up.
I love that.
In the catering world with her. Didn't have a choice really.
Okay.
If she had a job, we had to put on our black and white
and right behind
and go work. Right. So, just from that experience. Has made this process for what I'm doing now pretty simple.
So what kind of service? I mean, what do you cook like? Can I get anything I want? It's like
I'm very versatile.
Okay.
When it comes to different types of foods, soul food, of course, barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
We do ethnic foods, and also have some chefs under the umbrella.
Okay.
I can't claim to say I do everything. You know.
Okay.
I cook my own food, but like if someone wants Nigerian food or somebody wants some type of other ethnic food that I can't do, we're able to bring on another chef or another cook that can prepare that food for you.
Okay, wow, that's nice. See, I didn't know that. I thought you did the whole thing. So you bring in so you spread it around.
Yeah, if it's something that I can't do, like, soul food, barbecue, that stuff I do myself, but we're available. I mean, we're able to, bring in other chefs. If it's something that I'm not familiar with, it might be Italian or it might be, Portuguese. Or, what I mean? So you have to have that ability to bring in other chefs to be able to pull it off.
Folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Chef Terrence J. Call us at 1-800-450-7876. If you have a burning food question, don't burn your food.
No, that's a word.
I have to watch a bad word to say.
Food will burn.
If you have a, let me find another word called burning. If you have a question.
Yeah, just call in. Call in if you have any questions. The holiday's coming up. If you have any questions about the holiday, which you should prepare, give me a buzz. If you just want to be a home chef and have some, have some questions in regards to some things you can do at home, just give us a call in.
1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Terrence, I saw you at a WUSA 9.
Yeah.
I saw you on TV one day.
Yes, you did.
What's going on there?
WUSA 9, Great Day, Washington.
Yeah.
Invited me on as a feature chef for their Heart Healthy Soul Food Week.
Heart Healthy Soul Food. Wait a minute, isn't that an oxymoron? Heart Healthy Soul Food. What you talking about, Willis?
Man, it threw me off too for a loop, but there's a whole segment out there that, like you said earlier, the myth that you can't have healthy barbecue or healthy soul food. I mean, there's...
You see me looking at you funny now. I got my head turned to one side. Y'all can't see.
There are so many stores out here now that you're able to get organic or natural things to cook your food, so there's really no excuse. And you still have the same taste.
So the same kind of meat, but you're doing it differently?
You're doing it differently. You're seasoning it differently.
Oh, okay.
It's really more about the seasoning. That stuff that doesn't have as much salt and different things that, get people in trouble.
Let me ask you this. Now, I've heard that you tell me if it's true, but if somebody wants to just cheat and say, look, I can make good food, just load it up with butter and sugar, all the stuff that's going to kill you. Is that like a... You might enjoy it for the moment.
Is that a what?
I mean, is that like a myth or that? That's
a
truth to that.
That's a myth. I don't know anybody that eats butter and sugar.
But I'm saying, let's say you're trying to make a cake and you're saying to yourself, I'm not much of a cook. So say, look, I'm going to short the circuit by just loading up a lot of butter and a lot of sugar and it's going to taste good because
Everybody's palate's different.
Okay.
And different foods have different tastes to them. So
everybody just doesn't like a Krispy Kreme donut. Just because I like one, that doesn't mean everybody.
How many times you gonna say Krispy Kreme, bro? Man, Next month, next month, I'm coming in here with a box of Krispy Kremes just for you.
It's only because I had
got some Krispy Kremes on your mind.
I'm telling you, Terrence, I hadn't had them in years, and something about it, I won't eat another one, really. It's going to be another 20 years before I eat another one, because you see, I can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, so on WSA 9th grade in Washington, they had me do everything healthy. So I did a smoked barbecue pulled chicken.
Okay. Now the barbecue portion, that's the sauce. Now some people think barbecue means the grill or the cooking process.
It's more of the sauce and the meats.
Okay.
Barbecue to me is, I mean, you can pretty much barbecue anything.
Okay.
A lot of people they're afraid of the grill.
Okay.
They're afraid to light it. They're afraid to put lighter. I don't use lighter fluid, but they're afraid of the fire.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on, man. Can't just walk over that. Why you don't use lighter fluid?
Robert, a lot of people overdo it with lighter fluid.
Me.
Right. So now, these days, you can use chimneys, which are charcoal starters. You just basically put the charcoal in there, light it up, and you get your fire automatically.
It's called a chimney?
Yep, it's called a chimney.
What is it, a block or something?
It's like a little thing about this big.
About
a foot tall. Put some paper underneath. Put your charcoal in it, and it starts your charcoal.
So
your coals are orange. Like in like 10 or 15 minutes, your fire started. Because a lot of times when people overdo their lighter fluid, the food tastes different. And sometimes it tastes like lighter fluid. if anything like you putting too much lighter fluid in there,
I'm gonna tell you, yeah. Because my dad was a preacher, it's probably the only reason I'm still alive today. I mean, no thanks to the grill. I mean, I put the grill. The thing is not. I want the thing flaming. I want flame shooting up between the. And so, I'm not very good at deciding when the coals are right. So I'm sitting back there squirting
until you get
squirting and
you're overdoing it.
And guess what?
I'm glad I'm here to see you. I'm glad I'm here to see you.
I'm squirting and fire shooting out coming. I'm like, good.
Now you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's or different stores like that and get these fire starters as well, like little blocks. And you just basically throw those in the, like you just load up your charcoal. I mean, your grill with the charcoal. Throw those little blocks in there, lights it up. It lights your charcoal right up in 5-10 minutes.
So standing back, squirting fire fluid.
Those days are over. Just like technology.
Okay.
The grilling game has evolved. You know, when I smoke meats, I don't use lighter fluid anyway.
Okay.
It's more of a heating process to smoke the meats. But if you're just a backyard barbecue person who wants to cook out for your family or your friends, try the charcoal starter, the starters.
Charcoal starter. I'm making notes here.
You can get those from Home Depot.
Because I think my luck's going to probably run out eventually if I keep the way it's going.
I can't have you using that lighter fluid like that, proper.
I've been with a hose squirting it in.
I haven't used lighter fluid in years.
Is that right?
Use the chimney. You can get the chimney at Family Dollar. They got the local grocery store sells them.
How much is the chimney? They
have different sizes, but if you want a standard one, you can get one for like $6, $7.
For $6, I can save myself from being a
you
crispy.
You save your life.
A Rice Krispie or something. Well, let me ask you this. Food is so much on people's mind these days. Like, I wrote an article on LinkedIn a few years ago, and I was talking about when people were having hard times and how to change their lifestyle. And one of the things I said was take up a new hobby like cooking. Mm-hmm. Is it always been this way? I mean, it seems like everywhere I turn now, there's people talking about cooking and food. I don't remember this when I was young.
Well, I don't know how old you are, Robert, but I don't know.
Old as dirt.
Okay. You look good for your age. I don't know. But back then, I don't really think that YouTube and these different social media platforms were relevant. So now, with the evolving of YouTube, Pinterest, Facebook, all these different apps that you can download for free. If you really want to learn how to cook or try, they have all these different options for you out there now.
and the chef shows, like you said, Channel 9 brought you on as a guest, but I see that a lot. So I'm just wondering if food now if it has more appeal. My daughter, she's like 20 now, but when she was younger, she would turn on the TV. I'm coming home, expecting her to be watching SpongeBob or somebody. She's looking at chef shows. Yeah. She's on the Food Network, right? So
Those opportunities are there now. Like this, I think it's the 24/7 shows out there, just food, just nothing but food.
Well, let's just say somebody want to take up the hobby of cooking. What are some of the basic tools that every chef should have in his arsenal?
I would say seasonings.
Engineer said food to start.
Well, yeah, food. That should be a given. Taste, I think taste is the most prevalent thing.
Okay.
I tell people all the time, if me, you, and Lynn all said we're going to fry chicken,
right?
And we all use the same ingredients, it's going to take all three of us, chicken's going to taste different.
What? Same ingredients.
Right. Well, because you might be heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She might put less, some more, less, or whatever.
Right.
And then me,
you probably got science to you.
Yeah, because I don't use measurements.
Okay.
Like most people do, you know, I might just say, that's it. Okay, this is the eyeball effect.
Right.
And then some people just overdo it. Stuff be salty, over seasoned.
Right.
So.
Do you have like a favorite season that you always kind of like your ace in the hole?
I would say kosher salt, pepper, garlic, salt, maybe not gonna salt powder, onion powder.
Ooh, onion powder. See, that's mine. I put onion powder on everything. I mean, I got like a gallon jug of onion powder. Eggs, beef, you name it.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, those are more or less the prevalent ones. Paprika. But like you said, different season. You know, when I'm doing a lot of grilling, I have a lot of different seasons that I use to marinate and grill the meats and stuff like that. But if you're just in the kitchen, you know, doing some basic cooking, I would say those four or five.
All right, folks. I tell you what, Chef, hang on a second. We're going to be right back. And we're talking to Chef Terrence J. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're going to continue after the break. Number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Give us a call. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM, WOL, and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update brought to you by Lead Safe America. Inner Loop, southbound after 202 before Richie Marlboro Road, very slow. It's a rubbernecking delay. The accident was on the outer loop after Richie Marlboro Road before Central Avenue, now confined to the left shoulder, but delays now on the outer loop beginning near Branch Avenue, South Dakota Avenue, tree down in the roadway near Rhode Island Avenue. Think lead poisoning is just a problem of the past? Think again. 1 in 4 kids lives in a home with potential lead paint hazards. Learn more. Be safe. LeadSafeAmerica.org. Now your WOL weather forecast brought to you by Unbound.org. For today, partly cloudy. Could see a passing thunderstorm, a high near 90 degrees. Could see a thunderstorm overnight down to 76. Tomorrow, morning rain and then becoming mostly sunny. Under 89. We all got to where we are through hard work and a little help. Open a world of opportunity for a child or elder dreaming of a better tomorrow at unbound.org. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
I'd like to welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. And occasionally we save teachers and teacher's aides. I got to put that on there now. This lady Christina messed me up this morning. Got me feeling sorry for the daggone substitute teachers. Sorry, teachers. You should have called. the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
You started something there, Robert.
Seriously. We have Christine to call us back. Christine, you back?
I called for the second time.
Yes, ma'am.
And I need to get Chef Thomas's phone number and the other chef, Two Fish Loaves, phone number so I may be able to give them some business.
All right. That's
thank you for calling back, Christine.
Take it over, Chef.
Yeah, shout out to the substitute teacher.
Now, you see, I think Christine's trying to, but she's after our heart.
She's
going to get some support after this show. I'm going to have to bring her on.
Christine, my business number is 301-263-6000. 7344. My website is the number 2 fish, the number 5 Loaves, Loaves, BBQ.com.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And right on the homepage there, you'll see a link that says click here to view our menu. So you can click on that. You'll be able to download the PDF version of the menu. And if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, I want to also get the name of that lawyer that you had before, that we had before early in the other show some time ago.
Oh, that's lawyer Tisha Hillman. Her number is, she is at, go to her website, it's TishaHillman.com. TishaHillman.com.
T-I-L-L-M-A-N?
Right, T-I-S-H-A. H-I-L-L-M-A-N. Also, Christine, we have all the guests and their information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit website also. So if you ever need to reach any of our guests, just go to the Marketing Pulpit if you can't remember their name and numbers, okay?
Okay, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. I enjoy you listening.
Today I decided to listen the whole time.
All right, well, we got a good guest today, so I don't blame you.
Okay, now, I love cooking it. I'm not that great a cook. But I'm getting some ideas about what to put, what seasonings to go and buy.
Mm-hmm.
I have five of them. You told me garlic powder, the salt.
Season. You need a good seasoning salt too. Don't get the soul seasoning. Get the most people get that soul seasoning. Get either Lowry's or what's the other one? It's another one, but Lowry's is a good season oil. Goya's good. So those are the five or six that I would definitely say keep in your cabinet.
Mm, all right.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Christine. All right.
Okay.
All right. The substitute teachers are winning today. Sorry, teachers. We got Christine's going to they're going to cook something up over there. They're going to be cooking in more ways than one, sounds like.
Yeah, that school system is, yeah.
Yeah, my goodness. But
that's a whole different topic of discussion.
But tell us more about your company and how people can find out how to get a hold of you for starters.
Yeah, so we're a full service mobile catering company.
You said mobile, so you
meaning we come to our clients. We don't have a storefront or a restaurant right now.
But the big event you had, you say you had, was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
So you actually went. They called you. You came out. You brought the food, the chefs. You served.
Yep. Yesterday we did a corporate event for about 150 people.
Okay.
So everything was done there.
Okay.
Brought the big grill out. Had a buffet set up. And like I said, man, it was awesome time, but it was hot out there, man.
Give us your information one more time. And
Phone number is 301-263-7344. And the website is 2fish5loavesbbq.com. And you also can check us out on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at 2fish5loavesbbq.
All right. Hang on there, Chef Terrence. I'm gonna quickly give a quick marketing sermon on one of the topics that I mentioned we were going to talk about today. And that is, do you have the right personality for social media? Now, they call it social for a reason, because it does require some basic social prowess to be successful. Do you have what it takes? Can you do better? Or you just one of those folks sitting back and say, I'm just going to wait for this fad to pass. And people are actually doing that, Jeff. People are actually saying, this social media thing, it's going to be over. I can get back to the phone, my email, my smoke signal, or whatever you use. Mm-hmm. They seem to believe that social media is actually going to disappear. I got news for you, folks. It ain't going nowhere.
I fought social media for a long time. I didn't want to get on it.
Yep.
It's like an addiction.
Right.
Once you want it, like 9 out of 10 people, everything's done on the cell phone.
That's the other thing. That's part of that social media world and why it's so hard to avoid. Now, here's some basic social media characteristics to let you kind of know whether you're good at it, you're not so good at it, or you might want to pick up on some of these traits that you go on. First of all, you need to be intuitive. Once you got into the social media world, something kicks in that you know when it's time to post and what to post. You could be laying there in the middle of the bed, or you could be at work. You could be driving down the street, and you say, this is a social media moment. And once you've done it for a while, that intuition just increases. And I'm telling you, I have a little thing now. I was at my desk the other day taking a nap. I got a phone call from somebody, and I was saying to myself, oh, my God, I should have let that go to voicemail. I'm saying to myself, that's a good social media moment. So I took my camera, did a quick selfie. 100 folks went in there. I got about 40 comments, and everybody was just chiming in. Oh, yeah, that's me too. So you, there's a bit of intuitiveness that goes along with it. Spontaneity. You got to be spontaneous. You got to plan like your posts and things like that, but that, it does require a certain amount of spontaneity too. Mm-hmm. If something hits you, you go for it. Naturalness. Social media is not for phony folks. You have to be you. You can't be somebody else on social media. There's an old saying, nobody's better at being you than you. And social media is the best place for that to play out. You got to be natural. Fun. Have fun with it. Just do some things. Step outside the box. Let your locks down every now and then. Be fun. Social media can be a very fun place.
Take the personal stuff out of it. If you're about business,
that's right.
On your social media, be about business.
Be about business.
I don't want to hear about your breakups and
right. That's right.
Take pictures of you and your girlfriends hanging out.
But you know, you said something that, Chef, that a lot of people they kind of blur that line. If you don't want your personal on your Facebook and you want to be strictly business, set up your business page
right.
And keep the business over there. Keep the personal off of there. Now, it's okay every now and then let some of your personal, if you want some of your personal folks to know what kind of business you're in, but keep the personal stuff off your business.
And you have to set up through Facebook, you have to set up a personal page just to be able to set up a business page.
Got to have a profile to have
a profile,
page.
But, you know, like you said, you don't have to always put your personal stuff out there.
Matter of fact, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't, right.
Here's a good one too. Self-deprecating. Make fun of. It's okay to make fun of yourself. People love that. They eat it up. You do something crazy, you say, and because most people can relate to it, that makes it relatable. That makes you human. That makes you likable. And people love to do business with people that they like. Show some variety. Mix it up. One day you got on a suit. Next day you got on a chef jacket. Let people see the different sides of you.
Right.
Once again, it becomes relatable. You have to be resourceful in social media. That means you look around. You're sitting in the room you're in right now. Look around there. You got all kind of tools and props that could be used to help you in your social media. Be resourceful. Go back and look at some of those old writings you did, some of those old photos, old videos. Repurpose them. Makes great social media content. Be respectful. Don't assume everybody is gung-ho about social media as you are. Respect is a big part of it. If they don't want you to put them on there, respect their wishes. And I'm going to just throw this in here at the end. Be cautious. No matter how much fun it is, how natural, how intuitive you are, you still have to use some caution on social media. Some things you can't say, some things you can't do, and there's some personal information that needs to remain personal. Don't have to put everything out there. Now, like many things, don't feel like you're being forced into social media. I've never told anybody to go into social media if they were set against it. I tell people about the option, about what it can do, how it can help them. I also tell them about the risk, but you have to do it at your own pace. And that's my marketing sermon for today. Now, Chef, we have in the studio Chef Terrence J. He is with 2 Fish and 5 Loaves. He's a chef. He does catering. Now, Chef, give us some tips going into this holiday. Wrap it up for us.
Well, a lot of times for 4th of July, people do the standard stuff.
Right.
Barbecue stuff. Chicken, fish, fries, and wings, and hot dogs, hamburgers. Just go out the box this year and try to do something different. Maybe, roast a pig, you know.
That's really out the box. A whole pig.
Roast the pig, you know, do some barbecue brisket or do some, maybe some turkey wings on the grill. Just try to do some out the box. There's an awesome barbecue battle going on this weekend downtown D.C.
Okay.
That should be something, the giant barbecue battle is all weekend. That should be something that should check out this weekend.
All right. I'll tell you what, man, I'm looking forward to having you back again. We're going to have you back on the 4th Friday, but I'm going to be bringing you in as certain events come up or certain things focus on food. So, folks, go to marketingpulpit.com and find out the information on Chef T. Also, don't forget our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have an office need, you need a place to hang your office hat, call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. Chef Terrence J., thanks again.
Thank you, Robert, for having me on.
Thank you.
And I had a ball. Time flew by. An hour flew by quick, man.
It goes by very fast. Folks, that's our show for today. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.